Welcome. This is Katie Curtin, and this is the 10-day money marathon, and we are now day 8. And heading up to the ending part, actually, or the last few days, and aiming to make that as powerful as we can, and at the same time to probably tie in some of the things that have been going on and give you a sense of completion on Sunday, which is our last day. So, which doesn't mean you've completed the work around money, but it just means that you've got some resolution on some of the issues you've been working on this time. As you've seen, money is just a doorway, and it really opens up so many of the things that you are dealing with in your life, and which may not be seem related to money at all, but they are. I'm taking a sip of water. I hope all of you've got lots of water near you, as that's really important for as we clear. Now, I've been packing it in, and I'm realizing at some points that we're just needing more time on certain things. So I'm just going with that and trying to do each of the things that I said I would do as much as possible, at the same time going really deep. And what I'm finding is that this is the first time that I've really introduced the fairy story and the archetypes in this kind of depth. We kind of went into it a little bit in the last money marathon, but it was really not integrated in the same way it has been with this one. And what I'm finding is that that is taking us a lot deeper and allowing people to have a lot of insights, and so it's really good. But it's also kind of reshaping how I'm doing this, and I'll probably, make even more adjustments for next time, because I find that part is really powerful, and I will be wanting to bring it more and more and integrate it more and more into what I'm doing. That being said, I'm finding that I'm giving a little bit short shift to the I'm not able to really go into the habits or the magic spells, the things that you need, which are positive habits, things that kind of are along with the clearing, fill in the vacuum that is caused by the clearing and institutes positive habits. And I'm just dealing with them, I think, on a very superficial level, and there's way more stuff I could be saying about it, but I really don't have the time. And I'm seeing through what I'm doing here is that these sessions really need to be almost totally focused on this clearing part. So probably with the next money marathon, I'll find a different way of integrating them. I may send out some stuff to you later, more about this, to kind of fill in the parts that I feel need to be filled in. But I think you're getting what you really need, which is clearing out that stuff. I'll also refer you to a program that I think is really good in terms of talking about the positive habits and things that you need to really get the abundance and the law of attraction working for you. And I'll send out some information on that today. I'm going to do a longer letter to you today. I was intending to do it yesterday, but and fill you in around the get it done day, but I was just too toast to do anything more than I did, which was put up the recording. I was talking to a few people who arrived early before the call that this clearing is really doing its work on me too, and as I work on you, some of the things hit me deeply, and I think the fairy godmother stuff did that yesterday, and I was kind of I spent a lot of the day just in self-care and resting and watching Sherlock Holmes on TV and doing things that were, didn't require too much brain power. And that's natural, when you are doing this deep clearing stuff. As a healer, you are also, there are things that are echoing in you. And, as we talked about yesterday with the fairy godmother, you have to give yourself self-care. And of course, I'm looking at ways of doing that even more so that I'm in congruence with what I'm teaching you. So, or doing clearing with you. So now the other thing that we need to so that's just a little bit on what's going here. I know it's very, very deep work, and if any of you if any of you get into something where you just feel like you can't handle it yourself, or and I know this is a little bit late in the game, but there's where some too much is getting triggered, please just email me and we'll see what we can do. I think generally people have been okay, but it just occurred to me yesterday that because we're going so deep, that I want to have a little bit more in place for people if they feel like it's gone really deep and they're not quite sure what to do with it. So just putting that out to you that I'm available for that, and in future programs I'm going to think more about that. So I think we're all okay though. Another drink of water. So what we're doing, so let me see. We started with invisibility yesterday, but I didn't do any kind of improvisation around that. And so I want to come back to that more. And we were supposed to do the Holy Man archetype today, and we'll see if we can do it. We'll just go through what we've got. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. And in terms of a positive, the positive thing that we or habit that we want to do, the money magic matrix spell, I would like to just talk for a moment about intention and the importance of intention. And probably all of you know this, but just to reinforce it, about having an intent, there's a lot of ways you can integrate intention into your life. One of it is to have a general intention over a period of time, and there, you can have intentions for the day, which I think is really, really wonderful, and then you can have intentions where you actually segment almost each period of time in the day in where you have an individual intention for it. And today what I would just like to suggest to you is that you set an intention for today. What would make this day just a perfect day for you in many ways, or align you more with what you want to be aligned with? And for me, I've made my intention of the day exquisite self-care, and how I can do that in line with whatever I'm doing today. And so you may just want to think about that for yourself. So I'm going to actually ask you first just to write down a list of ways in which you make yourself invisible. And just write it without thinking too much. And that might be either in terms of speaking up, or it could be, it can be seen and heard. Because actually, as children, I don't know if you heard this, but children are made to be seen, not heard. And then in some cases, they children shouldn't be seen or heard. So I just want you to say the ways in which you've been invisible, you feel invisible in your life or have made yourself invisible. So I want you to do a list of those. And then I want you to do a list of Okay, so I think that will actually, that's enough for the list right now. So, ways in which you're invisible. And feel not seen by others or not heard by others. And then, oh yes, here's the other list. It went out of my mind for a moment. It's ways in which it might be dangerous for you to be visible. What would happen? What could happen? And okay, I'm going to give you a moment or two for that. That's ways in which it might be dangerous for you to be visible. And then you can just say any events or memories that you have of things that were said to you, which might make you, or things that were done to you as a child, or possibly in previous lives, if you have memories of those, that would make you want to be invisible. Okay? So you can always add to these, but this is a start for looking at this issue. And what I have found in working with a lot of clients is that often there's ancestral memories. Okay, for example, memories of well, and family memories, which of family traumas, where you would not want to be visible. Whether for in my case, I had the Holocaust, and my father was escaped from Austria, was a Jew, but a lot of his family and my grandmother went to the concentration camps and were never seen again. And so that was a great reason for me not to want to be visible as being, half Jewish. And then also when I in doing some work actually with a particular technique, and I uncovered memories of being burnt at the stake as a witch. And so those were things that didn't exactly encourage me to want to be very visible. And so in many cases, that obviously impacts your ability to make money in a business because you can't really be out there and promote yourself if you're afraid that by being visible, you will get targeted. So there's that. I do believe I've had a lot of clients who have memories of being a shaman and or being a witch or something like that in a past life, and are very have this deep subconscious fear of getting out there. And I think that can apply. I think it may apply for a whole load of change makers and healers that there's something like that in the background. All of this can be cleared. And there may be other stuff. So there may be stuff in your family where if you were abused in your family, it was not safe to be seen. You'd try and make yourself as small as possible so you wouldn't be seen. The other thing is, as I said, the old thing of children are made to be seen, not heard, can transfer into adult life, if you've heard this enough. And there may be other reasons that you don't want to be seen or heard. So this is, and so what we do is we put on a cloak of invisibility. And in many fairy tales, before when they go on a journey, they may get a cloak of invisibility so that they can hide from dangers. And many fairy tales, I'm not sure if it's many, but in some fairy tales. And also, if you've read or seen some of the Harry Potter movies, they do have this cloak which makes them invisible to the, you know, the forces of evil. I'm forgetting what the name of of the guy who is in Harry Potter. Maybe somebody can remind me in the discussion. But it's protecting them from those people, the forces of evil, of badness, and who want to destroy them and put them into despair. So okay, so okay, so what we're going to do is I don't have, and of course, again, Cinderella is for a long time really invisible for who she is. So, and it's dangerous for her to show herself. So I've been kind of debating as to how I'm going to do this in terms of doing a little bit of an improvisation. And I think I'm actually going to do it from the point of view of Cinderella, seeing as we're getting quite used to being Cinderella, and see what comes out for this issue. And then we're going to open up the call and see what you all of you have come up with here. And if anybody wants to talk also about the process that they've been through since yesterday or remaining issues, please, please come, you know, please, please bring that in. So let me just go into that space where I can maybe access some of the things for around visibility that might be in the room through this fictional character, but very powerful character of Cinderella. So I'm getting, I'm Cinderella, and I've been to the ball, and but unknown as myself. So, and I'm back here, and I'm waiting for the prince to come and put on the slipper, okay? Or the glass, yeah, the glass slipper or shoe. So here we are. I'm just taking a moment to get into this space. So I have no idea what's going to come up here. So here we are. I'm tired of waiting around to be seen, to be known as myself. Tired of being kicked around by my sisters and my stepmother and being forgotten by my father. My father never even sees me anymore. It was only my mother who really saw me, who valued my gifts, who gave me beautiful dresses, sewed them herself with all her love. And I put those on, and I put on the silver shoes that she gave me, and I felt so beautiful and seen. That's been a long, long time. Oh, I'm so tired of this old role. But I'm not sure what's going to happen. All hell is going to break out loose if I put that slipper on and they see me for who I am beneath these rags. I don't know what those stepsisters are going to do. They may just tear that slipper out of my hand as fast as they can and beat me and not let the prince even see that I can get it on. I don't know if they're going to let me try it on, even get to that point. I'm really scared. And what if I try it on and I've just been imagining it all? It doesn't fit. Even though it used to fit, it no longer fits. because I've changed. I've given up my dreams. I've given up so many dreams I had as a child. When I thought that everything was possible, when I knew that I could be queen, when I knew that I had all the capacity in me to do what I want, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I had those big dreams, and look what happened. My mom died, and I had these horrible, 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 horrible sisters bugging me all the time. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared I really can't do what I said in my heart many years ago I could do. I'm really scared. I'm scared of being seen and not, and people not seeing me for who I am again. I'm scared. Is that prince really the prince I want? I don't know. I don't know. Do I really want to be a ruler of the domains? Do I really want to be leading the nation? I don't know. Leading the realm? I don't know. I'm scared of being visible, of stepping into that role of being queen. Because what about all the responsibility? And people will criticize me and say maybe I'm doing wrong or leading the king, like leading him astray or something. I'm going to be up for lots of criticism from people who are jealous. I don't know. Maybe it's better just to sit here and not try at all. I don't think so. I'm going to go for it. Screw those stepsisters. If they try and grab that slipper out of my hand, I'm just going to push them aside and take it, and I won't be ladylike anymore. If it takes not being ladylike, I won't be. I will put that slipper on because it fits me and it's for me. So, there. All right. That was our latest visit with Cinderella. I'm going to take it off the lecture mode and see what you have to say. And I am looking, and just a moment, and we'll get that done. Here, off. So now you should be able to speak. Whoever would like to jump in right now, please do. And as I said, it can be on either what you went through yesterday or on what we're talking about today.
Hello? I have some things, Katie.
Oh, great. Tyra?
Yes. And what you're saying now, yesterday, I don't know what happened. I was just in a daze. I was just in a daze all day. And I sort of just went through the day in a very productive way. That was,
oh, really?
But
oh,
I wasn't. But I was in my head. I wasn't in my heart and mind. I'm just sort of going through it.
Uh-huh.
And it worked quite well, actually. And I was sort of in one of my communities last night with Rocky, and
yes.
I have had problems because I have spoken up, and when I've spoken up and become visible, I've had whole groups turn against me, and I haven't said them in mean or hurtful ways or anything. I've just said
yeah.
them. And it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous for me because of whatever. I don't know.
Yes.
But I also don't want to sell my soul
yes.
all the time, you know. And I want to speak and say my truth because I'm there to be my truth. And
yeah.
And so I'm just saying that And I'm kind of fearful right now. I've opened up with a few people in a very right, nice, truly decent way, and not fallen for the World War III.
Right.
And sometimes it kicks back and
yeah.
hurts all the more. And so now I have my project ahead of me, and that's the one that I've been sticking under the rug because I didn't know why I was doing it, but now I understand why I'm doing it. But I wasn't going forward with it because if I did, it would create so much more hurt. But I think it just means that you have to go through your own strengthening process.
Yeah.
In order to get to the other side. I don't know whether this is making sense or not. But
definitely.
You have to go through it, but it could mean more pain, and it may not be a fun thing to do. But how can you not do it if you're being who you are?
And it may be if you clear some of the stuff about being dangerous and people turning against you, that actually you find ways to do somehow in your energy changes and it no longer sparks the same thing in other people, or if it does, it doesn't spark the same thing in you.
Right. And
so that will be better. Interesting to see what happens with that. I know exactly what you are talking about in the sense of speaking up and often not being appreciated. You know, I was very much a catalyst in my family, and the person who said the emperor had no clothes, and that doesn't always endear you to people.
Right. I really don't do it that way, but
mm-hmm.
I must have real karma because you know, I get hit in the teeth.
Right.
It's not that I want to be. It's just that I have some stuff to live through until I learn how to be clear.
Yeah. And it's probably also an energetic thing. And maybe you're saying exactly the words that are very, very safe and okay. I mean, you know, okay with people. And yet energetically there's something there. So
right.
So you'll find, you know, you'll find out what that is over time. But that can totally be cleared, I believe.
Right. I need to ask you one quick question.
Yes, please.
About the program itself. We are going to have an individual session
yes.
with you. And how does that work? I mean, is that because we're finishing in 3 days, and I'm just wondering.
Right. Yes. Thank you for asking that, because I actually I was thinking of talking about that today, too. And
right.
then it left my mind. Yes. Originally, I was hoping to do some of it this week, and I was thinking I'll do it this week. And then I found just that it wouldn't work. It was just there was too much powerful clearing going, and I didn't have the energy to put in that extra part for you, all of you individually. And as I just said, I thought I would do it this week. I thought actually today would be a good day, and I think so what I'm going to do instead, for those of you who, because not every, it was the first, you know, first 10 who signed up who would get, you know, get the free session, those people will be able to get it next week. And I will be, what I'll do is tomorrow, which is the Get It Done Day, which is a day where you can just, we'll be calling in every 2 hours for those 2 or 3 hours for those people who participate, and just doing whatever we want in terms of financial or money stuff, or maybe listening to the recordings again. Anyway, on that day, I think I'll set up some stuff myself for the days and send out the information about when you can book an appointment. But it'll probably be Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
Okay.
Do you need some more information, or is that enough?
Well,
for them?
I was also wanting to ask about the other bonuses that had to do with the four or five other people. I've done one of them, but I haven't seen others, not whether I'm missing something.
It's funny because the links, if you've got the welcome page and you click on every one of the blue titles of what you've been given, you will be able to get access to all that.
Okay. And will they be available after we're finished?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
They should be available for a long time. And if I do change things around with my website, I will send a new link to everybody here. And, okay. Is that fine, Tyra?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Great. And if you have further problems accessing it, just email me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So who else would like to say something?
Hi, Katie. It's Alex.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Much better, much better.
Yeah, your voice is sounding more and more like your voice as the week goes on.
But what I've been finding really interesting is, just the whole Cinderella story and how it really feels like it's kind of like mirroring what I'm going through in my life right now. And so I just moved to my new place last night, and I'm just settling in. And even just the space feels so expansive and like lush and all those, you know, kind of words. And it's almost like being in a dream. And so a lot of those things were coming up a bit about like, oh, I don't know if this is me, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with this, and oh my gosh, it's really happening, and you know, all those fears that come up around when you start to step into the next level of your dream, and really the whole so
That's a great new challenge, isn't it? Maybe we'll try and do a little, or we won't try. Maybe we'll do a bit of clearing around that for everybody who feels like that's their stage right now.
Okay, that sounds great. So thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And that's exciting.
I know it is.
I love this place, which is lush and spacious and expansive. That sounds beautiful. Yeah, so anybody else like to say a few things, either on the invisibility thing or anything else that's been coming up?
This is Anne.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Anne.
Hi. I have a little more voice today.
Oh,
but
good.
Anyways, this invisibility thing is so core to everything I experienced as a child, kind of trying to hide myself away. And I even wrote a poem before this whole 10 days started called My Little Glass Bubble. And I feel like I've protected myself so well, and that I felt so misunderstood. And now I feel like I go through this process of feeling I don't even know. I mean, I do know things about who I am, but then I feel like I've kind of lost the thread, and I sort of try things, and that doesn't feel right, and I try something out, and that doesn't feel right. So I feel really stuck, like on one side of the river, and like I didn't get the memo how to cross over. And I keep trying things, and things are shifting for sure. And a lot of the work we've done in this has dredged up good things. But this being invisible, it's like that's I just feel invisible. And when I try to step out, I feel misunderstood. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. So that's what that all brings up for me.
Thank you. And if you ever feel like sharing the poem, I'd love to hear it
see
it.
I would love to.
If you've got it today, you can read it on here or put it on Facebook. Thank you. Well, yeah, and feeling invisible, and even if you do get out there, people don't understand what you're saying or being. Am I not doing that quite justice?
I'll say something. I'll say a bunch of things, and I'll be thinking and feeling something. But what's coming out of my mouth is just like, oh my God, that just isn't really what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
experience a lot. And then people go, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. And then I go, oh, God, I just give up. I can't, I don't know. There's something in the way, some translator in the way.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying there on the level of personal experience, too. So, wow. Okay, well, thank you, Anne. Anybody else want to add to the mixture? And then we'll go through these issues in, you know, in different clearings.
It's Kathy. Can you hear me?
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Yeah, when you were, yesterday when you were doing the invisibility thing, and today, I was conscious that I don't even want to be visible. Like, I don't even like being visible. And so it's not like I feel unseen. It's like I choose to be unseen, or that's my comfort thing. And so it's really hard to take myself to a place where I will be seen, because there's something that's sort of safe about not having to be to think. We are all seen, even if we think we're not. But But there is something about sort of like keeping that cloak is a comfortable cloak, you know, that cloak of invisibility, I don't even have that desire to be visible, but in order to do work in the world, there is some of that's required, and probably when I get there, I'll feel more comfortable. But that desire to take me forward is, I'm kind of even missing that. So, and there may be a sense of having sort of given up that a long time ago because it wasn't safe. And so you just get used to working in a certain way. But I sort of finding that, and then what Alex was saying, in that transition, you sort of feeling almost like not quite comfortable or not quite landed in that new reality. And so it's hard to own that.
Right. Good. And the giving up that and not safe, you know, like for being visible, that, I mean, I would, for you, I would look kind of more into that, and what is it that, why was it not safe? What was said to you, or what was done to you?
You know, well, I've done lots of work with the Snow White story and on that one, and the queen, like the queen and the who's the fairest of the land stuff, and sort of being that being seen, being dangerous stuff. I've done lots of work on that one.
Okay, so that's part of it. Oh, that's great. I love it that you this actually that. You know, that queen from Snow White is an important character that you're reminding me of. And I, you know, at some point I would like to bring that in more, because she's a very powerful figure, isn't she?
Yeah, and that thing about being seen and being dangerous to be seen is certainly a big part of that story.
So we'll look as to what we can do with that one, okay? And thanks a lot, Kathy, for sharing it. And I guess as time comes on, and you go more into your work, that desire to do your work in the world and to really take your place will help you overcome some of the fears or go past them. As well as clearing them, of course. So thank you. Anybody else want to say anything before we do the next clearing?
Katie, I just realized that this is Tyra.
Tyra?
Yes.
I
just realized that guilt is a part of being invisible. Because,
okay.
If we speak out, or if I speak out, I mean, I really do care about, you know, as a therapist and and a godmother and everything else.
Exactly.
You know, I do really care how other people feel, not just for their feelings about me, but their feelings about themselves. And so I want to come out of the woodwork and also protect at the same time. And it's really weird.
Yeah.
I care.
So do you feel like guilty if you really you speak your truth that other people will be hurt? Or am I not quite good? Okay.
Yes, I really think that they could be hurt because they, because of their lack of understanding, they would be angry or they'd be this or that. And, you know, I want them to call you.
Right. Great. So
I want them to be cleared.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just a weird bind.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. Right. Well, thank you. So we'll put some of this in, and I think we'll just go into it now. unless somebody's got something really that they want to talk about right now, I'll go into the clearing. So just speak up very quickly.
You know something that...
Oh, yes. Hello?
I think there's two of us here.
Okay, so I think, is that Trina?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Trina, so you go first, and then I'll get the next person.
Well, I actually had three things, but I think maybe two of them can wait.
Well, just say the three things quickly, and we'll see if they come in.
One of them is that it occurred to me that my invisibility thing here in modern day seems to focus on not wanting to get out there on things that I am supposed to be good at. Like, for instance, I am totally incapable of advertising my architecture business.
Okay.
But I don't have a problem talking on the radio about stuff that I don't have the official blessing of being an expert in. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of I don't want to be compared to people, other architects. When I was an art student, I didn't want to be compared with other artists. So I was always looking for a different niche where nobody else was, and in that niche, I could speak out. I guess two of the things were kind of related to that. And I just wanted to mention that I was wormholing on invisibility on the internet, and all of the pundits who talk about invisibility in fairy tales are talking about men misbehaving, using their invisibility cloak to sneak into women's bedrooms and steal things and stuff. And so that's just a whole other spin on that invisibility goes all the way back, apparently, to Plato and the Republic. But invisibility is a chance to be bad and immoral. Nobody can see what you're up to. Anyway.
Ah, yeah, that's an interesting take on it. Yeah.
And by the way, what about the 12 dancing princesses?
What about the 12 dancing princesses? Sorry, say that again.
That's a fairy tale that's all about invisibility.
Okay, and I don't know that one.
The suitor gets an invisibility cloak and follows the princesses to figure out where they're dancing their shoes off.
Oh, right. That kind of has a old echo, like I read that like years and years ago. Oh, well, I'll have to look that one up.
That was a fairy tale I liked. I hated Cinderella.
Okay. So maybe in my next time I will get that fairy tale and use it, because I hadn't found the right one for invisibility, so maybe that's it. Thank you. So is that all you needed to say, Trina, or do you have one more sentence?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay, thanks. And who was next?
That was
Denise. Hi, Denise.
Yeah, I'll be real fast here. I noticed during your time as Cinderella that there was a moment when Cinderella decided to really made a decision. But there's somebody in the background.
See, yeah, I'm trying to think whether I can. Maybe I can. Oh, it's gone. So because it'll be a little.
There was a moment when Cinderella decided to choose to claim what was hers, that moment in time.
Yes.
And I thought that was a very significant moment. It kind of comes back to intention. Because I feel that people who are shining, and myself too, when we're shining in our truth, we do draw ridicule and jealousy of others. We do draw that. And there's a power that we have. I mean, I'm thinking, what's the alternative? The alternative is we don't live ourselves fully. We don't get to be who we're meant to be. And so we choose to die a little bit if we allow that fear of you know, if we don't have a strong enough intention, we just step back.
Yeah.
And so I thought that moment was really significant when she made that choice. And, you know, in terms of a fairy tale around invisibility, I think this is a perfect one because she really does have that choice in that moment.
Wow. Well, thank you. And thank you for highlighting that choice because, and that moment of intention. And also that I'm going to do it, and, hey, shit can come, but I'm strong enough to handle it almost.
I feel that there's a real special moment when we make that decision to be bold.
Yeah.
But I think that it's almost like a magic spell when we make that choice.
Yeah, so intention and decision, they're both of them are really important. Well, thank you, Denise. That was a beautiful, I think, looking further into that moment and really helping to illuminate it. So anybody else here? Okay, so I am going to go into these, which of these issues I can get to, and whatever it doesn't happen today will happen tomorrow or the next day. So here we go. Big sip of water. And I will just put myself on lecture mode so that we can... there won't be any interruption or noise from the background. Okay, so here we go. Let me see. I'm just trying to think of where we go first. Okay, well, I'm going to start with what Alex brought up, and then I'm going to go through them in order, and maybe some of the things will come up not in order, but this is my way. So Alex was talking about, is it really true? Can she really be in this new space, which is like after the ball almost, and she's just bringing her, moving into everything, having put on the glass slipper and actually living the new story for her. So I'm just going to go into that thing. Even though I feel like it can't possibly be real that I'm living a new story, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I am feeling that I can't possibly have gone to the other side, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like it can't be true. I can't finally be there where I've been wanting to be. I deeply love and accept myself. Gotta pinch myself to see if I'm awake. What if I am awake and it is a new story? What if it is a new story? Hey, yay, this feels so much better. I can move. I didn't realize how much I couldn't move before. There's space for me. Lots of space for me to be big and bold and wonderful. Lots of space for me. Hey, it was like I was living in a cave before with my family. Cave before with my mom and pop and oh gosh. Gee, did I need to get out of there? And I'm out of there, and it's lots of space, lots of lushness, lots of sensuality, lots of all the things that I love. Ooh, am I going to have fun here? I'm going to have fun. I just love it. I'm already loving it. Okay, I've pinched myself enough. It's true. It's real. And it's okay. I mean, there's going to be other stuff coming up, other challenges, but they're going to be different. There's more space. And I'm going to be moving in new circles. I'm moving in new circles already. I'm moving in new circles. I feel comfortable in new circles. I'm moving. Hey, this is fun being here. Let's celebrate. Let's not worry. Let's just celebrate. Give myself a big hug. Wear pink clothes. Have fun. Be my fairy fun self. Okay. So, Alex, that's your little thing, and whoever else is in that particular state or can benefit from that. Congratulations. And, okay, I'm going to go into what Anne raised around losing the thread and being in a bubble and stuck on one side of the river and feeling misunderstood. So we'll just see what comes out of that one. So even though I feel like I'm so lost and I don't know how to get to the other side and I don't know how in the hell I'm ever going to make myself be understood, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't know how to make myself understood and I don't even know what I want people to understand, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm invisible and I'm never going to get through that glass bubble, I deeply love and accept myself. Glass bubble, glass slippers, glass, all around me, glass. I'm glazed over, and I don't know how to get out. Just break the bubble, for Christ's sake. Let me just break the bubble. And that river, let me just get a boat and go cross. It's not that hard. I'm not that far from it all. In fact, I'm very, very close. I just don't want to admit that I'm so close because it's scary. Because I'm not supposed to be visible. I'm not supposed to be heard. I'm not supposed to be understood. What would happen if they really understood me? What would happen if I was really seen? Can't be that bad. It's not like other lives I've lived. There's a lot more freedom here. There's a lot more freedom here than in my family. There's a lot more freedom. Freedom. Oh, I love freedom. Why am I so good at creating freedom for myself? For myself. Not just for others. I'm getting freedom. I'm getting free. I'm rowing across the river, and I'm getting to the other side because I deserve to be in the other side because I am ready to be on the other side. I'm ready. All right. So there we go. Now I'm going to take up some of the stuff that Kathy brought up, and which is the no desire to be visible, and because it might be dangerous, and the whole thing of Snow White and being fairest in the land and what happens to her. So here we go. Even though I feel really comfortable not being visible, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really comfortable not being visible and not being seen for who I am, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really comfortable and resistant to going outside my comfort zone, I deeply love and accept myself. Yeah. Comfortable. It's so comfortable. I love being invisible. Just keep me invisible. I'm nice and safe, and it's so comfortable and warm in here. Away in this hole from the witch who wants to take away everything I have, who wants to put me to sleep with her poison apple. Hey, you won't get me, witch, with your poison apple. You're not going to make me sleep. I'm not going to eat your apple. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to be seen for the fairest of all. You won't even see me in the first place. I won't even be in your mirror because I'll be so covered with shit. So covered with shit. You won't see me. You won't see me. You won't see me. Ha, ha, ha. You won't see me. You won't see me. Well, what if I was seen? And what if I had a way? I think I've already taken the poison apple. I think I have. Because in many ways I have been sleeping all these years, sleeping, my talent sleeping. I think I've taken your poison, witch. I think I've taken your poison. It's just I thought I wasn't. I thought I was protecting myself, but I've actually taken all your poison in, and I want to spit it out now. Spit it out. I'm going to wake up. Hey, I'm waking up. I haven't lived the Sleeping Beauty story. I've lived something else, and it's been just as bad. Maybe worse. But I'm waking up, I'm coming out, and I'm going to wow the world. I'm going to wow the world. They won't even know what's happened. They won't even know who I am anymore. And that's okay. I'm going to wow the world. But in my time, nobody's going to tell me when. It could be 2 years, 10 years, 1 year. Could be 6 months. It could be 1 day. 2 days before I do it, but it's in my time. Nobody's going to tell me when. No witch, no healer, no anybody. I'm going to say when it's my time. All right. And I'm just going to do another one about which takes up some of Tyra and Trina's stuff. So I don't. Or at least we'll see what we can do. If not, we'll do it tomorrow because we are getting over time. So, what if I just a minute. I'm just trying to tune in to hear. Even though I'm really afraid of becoming visible and hurting other people, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm really afraid of hurting people. If I come out, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel afraid and guilty about speaking my truth. I deeply love and accept myself. So much guilt for nothing. They have their lives. They need to know some truths. And if it hurts them, it's not really hurting them. They just think it's hurting them, and they're putting a guilt trip on me, not me. I need to speak the truth. I need to find the way to speak the truth. And some people don't find it right, sits right with them. Well, let them sit in it. Let them sit in it. It's not my story. It's their story. I have to stop taking responsibility for everything that everybody else feels about what I say and what I do. I got to stop being so personal, taking it personal. It's their trip. If I say my truth, it will do so much good for me and for some others and maybe for all others, but who am I to judge? Who am I to say? I'm just going to speak my truth. I'm just going to come out and speak my truth. I'm going to be visible. And all those people who want to do a guilt trip on me, too bad. Just go back into your guilt trip if that's where you want to stay. If you want to stay in guilt, then just go away from me, because I don't want to deal with guilt trips anymore. I've had enough guilt trips, and I don't deserve it. I've had enough guilt trips, and I don't deserve it. And it's nothing to do with me. It's all to do with you. It's all to do with you. Okay, and so here we'll do a quick one for Trina, and whatever else we don't get, we'll get tomorrow. Okay. What? Even though I don't want to be visible in the thing that I am most great at the thing at which I'm an expert at, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't want to be compared at the things that I'm most expert at, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of being compared at the thing that's most important for me, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be compared. I don't want to be competing with people on the very things that I hold most dearly, where I have most expertise. I don't want to be competing. I don't want to compete. I'm afraid if I compete that I might lose, because I always did lose somewhere when I actually shone. Somebody would take it away from me. I want to shine in my light without being compared. Hey, but the world compares. The world compares. The world competes. What do I do about that? Maybe I just stand up there and shine and let the world compare and compete and do all the other silly things it does. But I'm just going to shine. I'm just going to shine in the area where I'm meant to shine, I'm going to shine there. I'm going to shine. Okay, so there we go. I'm going to take a few ending comments, and I think we're not going to do the vow of poverty today. We'll do it tomorrow. And what we'll do is that we're 5 minutes over time, and so anybody who needs to get off the call can get off the call, but if whoever wants to just stay for a few minutes and share, please do. Okay, and so I should I'll put it on so that you can actually share. And anybody want to say anything coming out of that?
Katie.
Yeah.
It's Tara. I had to laugh because I was kind of saying things along with you in a way. And once I said, everybody's going to laugh, I deeply love and protect myself.
That's a good one.
Now, instead of accepting, I thought, oh boy, a little more work.
No, but it's good to protect yourself too.
Oh, yeah, but it's funny.
But it's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a Freudian slip. So
yes. Oh well, thank you for sharing that. And wherever we have the laughter is great, because laughter also, well, it's fun and it also releases. You know, just like yawning.
Right.
Yawning. If you yawn a lot through this stuff, you're also releasing, releasing energy. So thank you. Mm. Anybody else like to say something coming out of that? We covered a lot
of different
things.
Yeah, it's Nina.
Oh, hi, Nina.
I'm on the road, so I'm sort of half here. But what I love, George, is that you talked about wowing the world, because that's something I always talk about. And actually, my live event is called Women Wow the World, as you never have.
Mm.
And I think that's so key. It just touched a nerve, because that's what I'm saying too.
Oh, well.
And being invisible is the antithesis of wowing the world. So if you really feel called to make a difference in the world, and really be out there, you have to wow the world. You can't afford the luxury of invisibility.
That's right. Can't afford the luxury of invisibility. I love it. And, oh, thank you for adding that. And That's really interesting that that's a big theme for you. So I've probably seen it somewhere, but I think, yeah, and what would it be like for you to wow the world even more? You've done some pretty wowy things, but I have a feeling you got a lot more in you. My
oh,
fairy
yeah.
godmother?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So yesterday I was working with a client, and I told her that I was a fairy godmother, and she said, yeah, I think you are my fairy godmother. I like
Aww.
That. I think that's going to become one of my new personas.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, Nina. Anybody else? Did you have anything else, or I'll go on to whoever else wants to say something?
No, I just want to comment that doing EFT in traffic is a new experience.
Well, you can just tap your foot, but actually on the pedal it might be a bit disastrous.
It doesn't work. I tried. EFT works better.
Yeah, well, we're doing it for you anyway, so as well. So anyway, thank you, Nina. Who's next, or who would like to say something now?
This is Ann. I just wanted
Ann?
To say a quick comment. Thanks so much for what you said about what I said. And then also, I am just so struck. I keep forgetting. I'm so afraid of it all just being taken away, so I just keep it very small.
Okay, so that's a belief to work on.
Yep.
And that may be something, actually just a little homework for you.
Yeah.
Where has it been taken away before in your life? And also maybe in your family, like any history you can kind of tap into where it's been taken away. I mean, you know, I had that, you know, that very similar belief in myself about what's the good of doing something because it'll be taken away. And there's a lot of little family connections there for me that I've worked on. And so just look at that for yourself. And then maybe we'll be able to come back to that theme because that's important for a lot of people, mm-hmm. I think, with another clearing as well. Anything
okay.
else, Anne? Anne?
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else? Oh, okay, you said thank you. Sorry, I didn't hear it. Great. So anybody else before we go for the day?
Katie, it's Loretta.
Yes? Loretta. Hi, Loretta.
Yeah, hi there. My thing is, if you speak up, you will be punished. And I've got a lot of memories around that. So I'm going to speak up. I've been really invisible this call because I've been scared. So I'm going to just take a moment to speak. And I think what
Wonderful.
I'm choosing to do today is I want to rewrite my memory of my childhood. Something about the Cinderella thing just caught me when she was talking about how it used to be and how she had dreams and hopes. And I have to be honest right now, I don't remember ever having those dreams and hopes as a child. And
wow.
I know I did. I know I did. I've written the story so negatively because of what I can recall easily about, you know, my childhood. That a negative. And today I'm promising myself some time to go down the memory lane of positive memories from being a child. And I don't know what'll come, but I'm going to do that. And I just wanted
Wonderful.
To say it. I didn't want to remain invisible on the call. Otherwise, I would really regret that. So here I am. I'm being seen, and this is what I'm setting myself to take some time to do today.
Wonderful, Loretta. And you have actually been seen and heard quite a bit in this 10-day marathon. You've been participating in a very wonderful way. So good for you. And and the speaking up and will be punished. That's a big thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the thing about having dreams and just almost having forgotten about them, that will be so. I think that'll be really, really, really lovely territory to visit. So thank you, Loretta. And also, we will be going into something which is, I think you brought up too, I mean, because you were a Catholic nun and the vows of poverty, although you did not badly. We will be going into it tomorrow in a big way.
I'm looking forward
and
to
so,
it.
Which I think is an issue for, you know, quite a number of us as healers and as change makers. So anybody else want to say anything else before we end the call?
It's Kathy.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
it was interesting when you were doing the clearing and the snow white, or the snow white piece, and you were saying that I couldn't be seen in the mirror because she couldn't be seen in the mirror because she was covered in shit, right? And I laughed because I worked in manure management and garbage and recycling. So
like, oh, really? Oh, yes.
We're not talking about figuratively here. We're talking about literally. But the interesting thing is, in those fields, what I was always doing was finding the value in those things that are not valued and unseen. So when I was working in manure management, it was like, how do we keep the nutrients that are being thrown away and then put them back in the soil? And with garbage, it's like, how do we do recycling? How do we recognize the treasures? And then how do we change the system so that the things that are seen as invisible and not useful are actually treasures? And so it's interesting that even so, literally, I was doing that shit work, but my job was to turn it into gold. So
wow. Yeah, and so that is your genius, probably, because you couldn't be seen and yet you knew your value. And so
and everything that's undervalued, it's like, how do we value those things, you know? So it wasn't like a negative thing to be covered in shit. It was actually like, that was my, this was my, the gift that comes out of the whole process. So,
wow. It was interesting around or at least what my experience of when I was doing the clearing with you was at the very last point, was that you, it was you who was going to choose when you came out, you know?
Yeah.
And it was so strong. It's like, nobody's going to force me to do this.
Interesting.
And that's a good energy. It was a really, it's a fun energy, and it's an energy to be respected because you will choose your time.
Yeah.
So, and we'll all say wow when it happens. You'll announce it loudly enough and so that we all will know on this group whenever it happens, whatever year, whatever day. Okay, so thank you, Kathy. I love that.
Sorry. Well, no, just when you said that wow, like what came into my mind when you said that was that if you turn the word wow upside down, it's mum, which is just sort of interesting. So there's some interesting stuff to play with there.
Yes, and I'm thinking when I, you know, because we know each other quite well, is that your mum needs to be turned over into a wow. That's for sure. Yeah, and wow. Okay, that's interesting. Yes. So thank you, Kathy. Anybody else want to say something?
Katie, are all the is the whole protocol in the material you've already sent us about
the
tomorrow?
The whole protocol for what? Sorry.
Just like tomorrow, we can still come at 7, and we're with you, we're doing the work, picking up the pieces all day long.
Oh, just a minute. Yes. Thank you, Tyra, for what I'm going to do today is I'm going to set up something. I'm going to send you out, all of you, about the Get It Done Day and then how the we're going to have a session like this, and then a couple of hours later, we're going to do the Get It Done stuff, or maybe at the very end of the session. Actually, I should figure that out more. We'll just say, oh, we're going to do this for the next couple of hours, and I'm going to go look back at the schedule for the Get It Done Day, because I think I may have I just want to look at it to see if it works, given all the shifting of energies and things like that that have happened. I want to make sure that it takes into account that. So I'm going to send out the new scheduled later today, and not too late. I'll have it, I think, probably by most, well, for you in the West Coast, by the early afternoon. So does that make sense, what I just said? Or do you have more questions? Okay. And if anybody has questions coming out of what I present in my email, please email back. Okay. And any more questions or things to add before we say goodbye? Wonderful. So this has been amazing participation by everybody, and I just love what we're coming up with these fairy tales and what's in terms of undigging some of what's happening in our lives, so that it can be cleared. So have a wonderful day. Take good care of yourself. I think the best thing you could do after this call is just make an intention for your day. And have a good one. I certainly intend to have one. So bye bye then, everybody.
Bye.
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 Thanks.